Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Now, radon, Action Month coming up in January, but again, never too early to let the people know.
Absolutely. I thought it'd be a great time to remember and to remind and to raise awareness and encourage individuals to test their home for the presence of radon. The Environmental Protection Agency, or the EPA, designates the month of January each year as National Radon Action Month. And for those that may not know, radon is a colorless, odorless, naturally occurring radioactive gas that's found in soils across Kansas. Radon levels are low outside because its effects are diluted, but once it's inside of a home or a building or a dwelling, it can build up to an undesirable level. On average, it's estimated that one in four homes in Kansas will test at or above the EPA's radon action level. And really the primary concern associated with long-term radon exposure to elevated radon levels is an increased risk for developing lung cancer. Radon exposure is a leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers and the second leading cause of lung cancer in those that do smoke. So because you can't see or smell radon, sometimes we tend to minimize the health effects and ignore the possibility that radon may exist at elevated levels in our homes. And really the only way to know if radon is at an elevated level in your home is to test for it. And with January being National Radon Action Month, now is a great time and good reminder to test your home. We do have radon kits available in all three of our Frontier District offices in Linden, Ottawa, and Garnett. And you are welcome to stop by one of our offices and purchase a test kit. Those kits do have a small charge of $7.50. They say that the best place to test your home for radon is on the lowest lived-in level. This would also include a basement if your family does spend some time in a family room or bedroom or living space in that area. If, however, your basement is primarily used for storage, then you're going to want to test on the first floor of your home, such as in a bedroom, living room, or family room area. The test kits, when you purchase them through our office, do provide a prepaid mailing envelope to return the test to a lab for processing, and then that lab will send you your results by mail, and then they also do post them online based on the serial number that's found on that test kit. If those initial results come back from that test showing a reading of a 4 or higher, then a longer follow-up test may be recommended. And if that follow-up test confirms the presence of radon at an elevated level in your home, there may be some recommendations then to utilize some special equipment that can be installed in your home to mitigate and lower those radon levels. If you're wanting to learn more about radon exposure, testing, or mitigation, K-State Extension has the Kansas Radon Program available, and that website can be found at kansasradonprogram.org, and they also have a hotline number that you can call with any questions that you may have with regard to radon exposure and mitigation, and that phone number is 1-800-693-5343. And as always, you're always welcome to contact myself in our Garnett office at 785-448-6826.
Better to be prepared than unprepared. Coming up in January, coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor Dezine, Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.